Want you, I need you, oh God. I need these beautiful things that I've got.
That is Benson Boone on Mix 93.8. Beautiful Things is the name of the song. Ahead of that, we had Aha, Take Me On. Or should I say Take On Me? However you want to phrase it. But thank you so much once again to Gavin and Marco from Prime Circle for joining me this afternoon. And right now, I'm going to have a very interesting conversation with the lovely women that I saw at the awards ceremony. I didn't get a chance to interview them there. So I said, you know what? Maybe you should come to the studio and then we'll talk there. So why not we start the right way? Joining me in studio right now are two powerhouses. I'm joined by Nomfundo Mthethwa, as well as, is it Joni Jacobs?
That's it.
All right, got it, nailed it, yes. Ladies, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good, good, Theo, good and you. It's really lovely to be here.
You guys are occupying some really high positions in the companies and the organizations that you guys are working for. You being the CEO for Mrs. South Africa, how's that experience?
It's been an incredible journey. I've been the CEO now for 12 years, and it really has been an incredible journey, and just incredible to be in a position where you can impact others and impact other women.
Mm. And then let's go to you, Nomfundo. Mm-hmm. You're the founder and managing director for Pointique. How's that going?
It's going well right now.
I can see with the hairstyle. You know, once the hair is in order, then everything is good.
Thank you. Thank you. I acknowledge. No, it's going well. This is amazing. This has been amazing, not just for me. Mm-hmm. You know, it's amazing for the company. All our staff are excited. Stacy here, who's our marketing intern. So we're riding the wave. We're so grateful for the opportunity.
Stacy came here before I even started the show. She's so on point that I'm depressed by how on point she is. Now let's get into your journey. I believe somewhere, somehow, you guys were inspired and you said, as much as it's tough for women in this world, but we still want to push so much further in, to a point that one day we're going to be recognized as these top ladies in the industry. Let's start with you, Joani. How was that journey?
It's been incredible. I think the Women of Stature organization really creates a platform for women to be recognized for the work that they do. Mm. You know, if you look at the word stature, it really means somebody that earns respect. Mm. And I think within their industry, and I think that's what it's all about. So it's been an incredible journey and really just amazing to be able to be recognized for your hard work, you know, and for the work that you do within your industry. And I think that's what it's all about. And it's been an absolute honor to have won the CEO of the Year award, you know, amongst so many other accomplished women. So it's been great. Thank you.
Congratulations once again for winning the award. Let's move to you now, Nomfundo. How was the journey for you?
The journey was amazing. I've met some lovely women in this. I think for me, it was such a new thing. I'm in a tech space, right? So we used to just sitting behind computers. We do what we do. We're not used to, you know, putting ourselves out there. But then I met Charlotte. I met a group of wonderful women who, it was so inspiring. I must say, I was so inspired and I'm so encouraged. And just to be nominated was an honor on its own, and to just win the award, it was so amazing. And I mean, I'm still overwhelmed to this minute, and I really can't believe that I am in the same category with all these wonderful women, because the ladies who are in the same category, or the entire Women of Stature, it's very powerful ladies, and it's such an honor to just be named among the same group of women.
And I feel very bad because I left the award night before seeing you guys go up on stage and grab your prestigious awards.
Yeah.
I was already gone. I think I was sleeping by then.
We were in the end. I think my one was the third from the bottom and your one was like
was the
last.
Very last award to be announced. It is a long evening, but I think because there's so many women to recognize and so many awards to give out, you know, and it is, it was a beautiful night, but yes.
And it felt like everyone was a winner because you're getting even recognized for just being a finalist.
Which is awesome.
We got it. Now I've got two certificates.
Exactly.
Now you guys being women of stature yourselves, and you seeing what the 21st century looks like, what are you guys doing to pave way for other women?
I'll go first.
Okay, you go first.
I love the whole women empowerment movement. Anyone who knows me, they will tell you that I'm a freedom fighter for women. So what I'm doing in my space, like I said, I am the founder and the CEO of an ERP consulting company in the IT space, Pointeek, and the company was started in 2017. And when I started the company, it didn't even come from a place that I wanted to start a company, right? It came from a place that I wanted to empower women. So I have been in the industry, SAP consulting, as a manufacturing consultant for some time. And what I wanted to do was to open a door for other women. So I hired two interns from Varsity. And for me, my goal was to mentor people. You know, it wasn't because I wanted to start a company. I'm always worried when someone asks you, when did you know you're going to be a leader? And for me, that's always funny because I never knew I wanted to be a leader. I never knew I wanted to start a company. All I knew was that I wanted to open opportunities for others because that is what has been done for me. So I started by opening, door for two women. And yeah, our organization right now in management, it's only women. You know, nothing against males, but we're trying to push this women empowerment movement.
Okay, before we move on to you, Joani, I just want to quickly take an ad break, and then when we come back, we're going to do your question, and then we're going to wrap up. You guys have been lovely. I really appreciate you guys. Okay. I wish I could keep you for an hour or so.
Oh,
it's lovely to hear.
Stream mix938.com. Anytime, anywhere, every day. 938.com. Listen live on various apps. Zeno. TuneIn and Radio South Africa.
The conversation is not done. I'm still joined by the two beautiful ladies who are women of stature. And we're going to go to Joani. Joani, what's your thought on the question that I asked before the ad break?
You know, being the CEO of Mrs. South African Ace Models, I already am in the space of women empowerment. I get to work with women and girls every day and empower them and uplift them. And I think that, you know, that was always my aim with both my companies and both my organizations is not for it to just be a modeling agency or a beauty pageant. It's really to turn it into a women empowerment.
Do you take male models as well?
We actually do with Ace Models. Okay. So we do focus on youth empowerment at the end of the day with Ace.
I still count as youth.
You do. So you're absolutely welcome to come and join and see what it's all about. But yes, I think leadership at the end of the day is about uplifting others and creating space for others and just also leading by example.
Now, I'll definitely come for a photo shoot. We'll arrange that after the conversation. Now, to wrap up this conversation, ladies, I just want to ask you one question and then each of you can answer. What's next? What's next for you guys? What's next? You guys got the Women of Stature Award and you guys are doing brilliantly well, and there's more. I don't think the work is done. There's still more to be done. So what's next for you guys individually?
What's next is always such a, you know, do we ever know what's next? But I think when it comes to the field of empowering women, we never done. I think, you know, the work is not done, and that we should continue to just create those spaces, give women a voice, and honor women and recognize women within their industries. And I think that's what the Women of Stature Awards are all about.
All right, Nomfundo.
Yeah, Jenny said, you never know what's next. But I mean, on my radar right now is to, you know, grow this organization, and this organization is highly led by women and women. So the goal is to grow in that space, making sure that we open up doors for more women and males. You know, we're not discriminating here, but just to focus on the women's side, that's what we committed to, growing the organization, opening up youth interns. We're big on hiring interns, mostly females, but yeah, that's what we're doing. That's how we're impacting the country. That's how we're making a change, just opening up job opportunities.
All right, lastly, before I let you go, any contact details on how they can reach to Ace Models and how they can reach to a company if they want to be an intern or something?
Absolutely, thank you. So for Ace Models, our website acemodels.co, and then Mrs. South Africa, mrssouthafrica.co.za, and go follow us on Instagram, and also go follow me on Instagram, Joni Jacobs.
I'll follow you first.
With us, you will find us with our website pointeek.co.za, and you will find us on LinkedIn, Facebook and Instagram. But LinkedIn is where we are making all the magic, so go and follow us on LinkedIn, pointeek.
Ladies, thank you so much. Nomfundo Mthethwa, Joani Jacobs, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, Theo.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's been great.
Stream mix938.com. Anytime, anywhere, every day.